Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the only Sovereign who dwells in light, Christ Jesus who came to save sinners, the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of overflowing grace, we come to you with repentant hearts. Forgive us for shallow thankfulness. Forgive us for passing by the ones in need. Forgive us for setting our hopes on fleeting treasures. Forgive us our neglect and thoughtlessness. Bring us home from the wilderness of sin and strengthen us to serve you in all that we do and say. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is joy in heaven over every sinner who repents. By the grace of God in Christ Jesus, who gave himself up for us all, your sins are forgiven and you are made free. We are home in God's mercy, now and forever. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world,
for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, tireless guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cries. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated, and with the children, please come forward. Well, it looks like you're not going to get to find out what I would do with this rock.
Build the church.
Okay, we'll build the church. Good. All right. We'll continue with our service.
A reading from Genesis. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, Why is that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen the face God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please rise. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Have you seen?
A reading from 2 Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead? And in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whenever the time, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with the doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carrying out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says.
And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A 4-year-old boy was asked to return thanks before Christmas dinner one year. The family members all bowed their heads in expectation. He began his prayer thanking God for all his friends, naming each one by one by name. Then he thanked God for mommy, daddy, brother, sister, grandma, grandpa, and all his aunts and uncles. Then he began to thank God for his food. He gave thanks for the turkey, the dressing, the fruit salad, the cranberry sauce, the pies for desserts, the cakes, even the Cool Whip. Then he paused, and everyone waited and waited. After a long silence, the young fellow looked up at his mother and asked, "If I thank God for the broccoli, won't he know I'm lying?" Well, I guess we do need to be honest in prayer. Even more, perhaps we need to take a page from the way that child prayed, so full of faith and trust and involving God in every aspect of his life. Prayer is the central part of a Christian's life. Now, please notice I didn't say that prayer is a part of the Christian's life. I said that prayer is the central part of a Christian's life. Prayer is our lifeline, our connection to God, our source of strength and hope and support and peace that keeps us going in a frantic and pell-mell world. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't turn to prayer like we should. I remember the insight I read somewhere not long ago that in the book of Acts, God kept having to interrupt his disciples at prayer in order to get them to do things. But with us, we're often so busy doing things that we don't have time to pray. Prayer is the central part of a Christian's life. It's our time to touch God and a time for God to touch us. Our gospel lesson today talks a little about prayer. But usually when we read this parable, we end up confused. Jesus tells this parable about a widow. Tradition in that day was that widows would be provided for by their husband's estate, although they never actually inherited anything, and many were left to fend for themselves. That seems to be the case here. And the woman goes to the judge to plead her case to force her husband's relatives to give her the support that was her due. But the judge is unjust. Nevertheless, this woman was persistent and asked over and over again for the case to be heard until the judge does hear the case just to get rid of the widow and her pestering. Now, a lot of times, we take this parable to mean that if God doesn't give us what we want, if we ask long enough and often enough, eventually we'll bother God enough that he will. But you see, that's not the point at all. The point is that God is not like that judge, not like that judge at all. The point is this: if an unjust judge will listen and act, how much more so will God, who loves us and who cares for us? How much more will God respond in his mercy and grace? How much more will God, who made us and redeemed us and who loves us and who wants what's good for us? Yes, God wants us to ask. But know this too: God hears. And God responds. The time for prayer is when you have a need for God. The place or position is wherever you happen to be. prayer can happen anytime, anywhere. And sometimes prayer can happen without words. Frederick Buechner says this about prayer: everybody prays whether you think of it as praying or not. The odd silence you fall into when something very beautiful is happening, or something very good or very bad. The ah that sometimes floats up out of you as out of a 4th of July crowd when the skyrocket bursts over the water. The stammer of pain at somebody else's pain. The stammer of joy at somebody else's joy. Whatever words or sounds you use for sighing with over your own life, these are all prayers in their way. These are spoken not just to yourself, but to something even more familiar than yourself and even more strange than the world. I like that. I like that prayer doesn't always have to be formal language, but can also be the sharing of life with God, the utterances of the Holy Spirit within us, the sighs of our hearts too deep for words that draw us closer to God. Prayer matters, and prayer changes things. But maybe even more importantly, prayer changes us. You cannot go to God in prayer and come away the same. In prayer, we are strengthened and renewed to face the challenges of life. In prayer, we are comforted and given the courage to start again. In prayer, God binds our wounds and assures us of His love and care. In prayer, we draw near to God and pour out our hearts. Prayer is being with God, touching God, having God touch you, and being close to God, feeling God near, sensing God's real power and love. You cannot come away from that unchanged. In prayer, the world becomes new. In prayer, we become new for the world. Prayer is the language of the heart. Our lives poured out to God. Prayer is God's love and hope and peace poured out on us. And you don't have to thank God for the broccoli. Amen.
with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, we thank you for the gift of prayer, for feeling you draw close to us, to inviting us to draw close to you. Turn us from our stubborn ways and form us with your loving hand. Shape us that we might never put ourselves first, but instead give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of love and service to others in all our actions and words. May we live together in welcome and peace and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy, you speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in war. Come by here, O God, and bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living God, you are the one who gives life. As you have called countless generations to follow you, so now call us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Walk with us and walk before us, that we might be your people of faith. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together
from the ends of the earth
into your kingdom.
For yours is the glory
through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our bread of life, our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We come again to you, O God, giving you thanks that in this feast of mercy, you have embraced us and healed us, making us one in the body of Christ. Go with us on our way, equip us for every good work, that we may continue to give you thanks by embracing others with mercy and healing. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.